Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local radio show that's all about and has been all about for 30 years about the seniors getting older, dealing with Medicare, dealing with Medi-Cal, dealing with nursing homes, dealing with doctors, all the things that come to us as we age, all the things that are going to happen to us as we become more frail and less able to take care of ourselves. It's going to happen to all of us. I am so tired of saying this. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to someone you love. Someone you really care about is going to develop dementia or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or whatever it's going to be. Some of you are going to be debilitated by surgeries. It's just a fact of life. You can pretend it doesn't exist as long as you want. You can stick your head in the sand as long as you want. Or you can ignore it, or you can pretend, or whatever it is. Or you can take it seriously. You can take it seriously. You can decide whether you're going to take this stuff seriously or whether you're just going to pretend that it doesn't exist. It's up to you. It's not up to me. It's not up to your neighbor. It's up to you. I've been talking about this for 25 years at least here on KFBK and on radio and on TV and on my podcasts and on my Facebook page and on my every week I do a Facebook Live talking about the crisis of the day when it comes to facilities. And I've got another one for you. It's the anniversary of Jim O.V. Sebelius. Did you know that? You didn't know that. It's one of the most important court cases that ever came down that impacts seniors. And it has to do with Medicare, not just Medi-Cal. Medicare, Jimmo, J-I-M-M-O, that was her name. I forgot her first name, but she was the plaintiff. Jimmo versus Sebelius. It's 15 years ago. 81-year-old Glenda Jimmo was denied Medicare coverage for home health care despite the fact that she met the law's coverage standards. I'm reading from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is an amazing website. You should go there. She was unable to leave home, had a physician's order for home care, and needed skilled nursing, physical therapy, and home health aides. She had a progressive diabetic condition that had already resulted in her undergoing an amputation and losing most of her eyesight. She was not improving. Because of that, she was denied Medicare coverage and access to the care she needed to maintain her condition and stay home. As a result, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services sued the federal government and won in a long-standing, important Supreme Court case, Jimmo v. Sebelius. I've been dealing with it for 30 years. I've been lucky enough to have the centers deal with this stuff and follow it. Do you follow the issues relating to healthcare? Do you pay attention to my radio show? Do you? Or do you just pretend that it's not going to happen to you, that it's going to happen to somebody else? But it's not going to happen to me, Bob. Oh, no, it'll never happen to me. What makes you think that? What makes you think you're going to be exempt and you're so special that it's not going to happen to you? What makes you think that? What do you think? All of you know somebody that's been in a nursing home or needed care or was frail or died at home or, you know, whatever, in your own family, in your own friends, in your own neighborhood. What are you going to do about it? I have answers. Do you want answers? Or do you want to just pretend that it's never going to happen to you? It's up to you. I can't make you do anything. I have no power. I have a radio show. I've been doing this for 30 years. At some point, I'm not going to be doing this anymore, and you won't have California's leading source on the issues of aging to deal with. Because all of us are getting older. I'm getting older. I'm still lucid enough to do a radio show. So that's a good sign, isn't it? But I just like all people, I've had a couple, like a lot of people, I've had a couple foot surgeries, and I can't walk 10 miles anymore. So there's some limitations on that, but my brain seems to be doing okay. I got this show started. I have 26 minutes, and then I'm done. And I've done 5 minutes and 23 seconds, 24 seconds so far. And so far, I haven't forgotten my name or the name of the radio station. KFBK, Clear Channel, 1530, the flamethrower of the Central Valley. I've been on this show I started at 4 o'clock in the morning with KFBK from their old studios down by the fairground. And I'm actually doing this from my office because we don't go into the studio anymore. Technology is outgrown having to go in the studio, so everything is pre-recorded. And I'm recording my show, which will play this coming Saturday. And you should listen to that show, this show, because this is the one you're going to be listening to, because on 7/18, that's Saturday, the 18th of July. By the way, I had my birthday this week. That was cool. I actually had my birthday yesterday, the day before I did this show. So that was kind of fun. But on July the 18th, that's a Saturday, at 10:30 in the morning, July the 18th, at 10:30 in the morning, I will be doing a free workshop right here in Sacramento. Notice the word free. Doesn't cost you anything. There's nothing sold. I also have a special offer to make in addition to my workshop at the end of the show today. Probably in the middle of the show somewhere. And I don't do this very often, but I'm going to make a special offer to those of you who are concerned about this issue that you come in during the week for an in-office appointment. It's free, but I'm going to give you something. Let me just tell you right now, if you come in this week, if you call me, set an appointment, or go online and set an appointment to assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, or you call me on my number, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. If you come in to see me this week about any estate planning issues, trust issues, Medi-Cal issues, seniority issues, frailty issues in your family and how to deal with them, I'll give you a copy of my book for free. But you have to come into the office. And if you're husband and wife, you both have to come unless one of you can't for physical reasons. I love it when the kids come along because who's going to take care of you? Your kids. Well, I don't want to be a burden on my children. What? It's not a burden. You raised them to be responsible, didn't you? Well, doing this stuff and dealing with this stuff is part of responsibility. I had to make decisions for my mom and dad. My brother had to make some of his decisions because he was closer to them. And together we buried them. We went all the way through all of this. I've been through it with my grandmothers. I've been through it with my mom and dad. Everybody's going to go through this. I can't tell you how many friends I've watched get buried in the last 10 years. How many of you have lost people close to you in the last 10 years? How many? How hard was it on their families? But that's one of the things families do if they're families. If you don't have a family, I also have some answers for that. But if you have a family, the family should and must be involved. It's just so important that they be involved. Who's going to take care of you if you don't take care of you? Who's going to make decisions? Maybe they're not physically taking care of you, but who's going to make decisions about money? Well, Bob, my daughter is on the bank account with me. How many kids you got? Three? Well, what if your daughter can't do it? Well, what do you mean? Well, where does she live? Well, she lives in Ohio. Okay, she lives in Ohio. So what if she can't get to the bank and take care of this stuff? And what if she can't sell your house? And what if she can't sign a contract for care? And what if she can't make medical decisions for you? What if? The what if game. What if this happened? Who's in charge? What if this happened? Dad's deceased and mom is incompetent? Or vice versa? Who's going to die first, mom or dad? Usually the male. So the normal person that would take care of the wife is the husband, but he died. Now who takes care of mom or grandma or Aunt Tilly or whoever it is? Well, Bob, we've had a, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? How can you not know? How can you not know about something this important? How can you not take the time to have a family conference with something this important? What planet are you living on? Well, Bob, you're very brusque today. Well, I usually am. And the reason I am is I have a lot of people call me on the phone and say, well, we're going to get around to it. You remember what a round to it is, don't you? Do you all have a round to it? Everybody has a round to it. We're always going to get a round to it to something. Who's going to take care of us? Who's going to make decisions for us? Who's going to do all the million things that we need to have taken care of if we can't take care of us? Who? I don't know who it's going to be in your family. I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. I think I know, but I'm not sure. But I am. I know who's going to take care of me. It's planned. My kids are in on the deal. They know what's going to happen. They know where the money is. They know what our passwords are. They know all that stuff. Sometimes they even go to the doctor with us, just so they're informed. They have a list of who all our doctors are. Do your kids know who all your doctors are? Do you have an advanced health care directive? You do? Does the doctor have a copy of that? So that in an emergency, does your daughter have a copy of it? So that when you get a call that the ambulance is on the way and you're heading for the hospital, do you have a copy of that with you? Is it on file with the doctors and on file with the hospital? Like if you're Kaiser, you can file it in one, and any Kaiser in the, will have a copy of yours. What our primary hospital is Mercy. Mercy has a copy of both our healthcare directives in their system. All our doctors have copies of our health, including the dentist. Including the dentist. How many of you have sedation for dental work? A lot of people do because it's, you know, it hurts sometimes. Or there's a lot of work. Well, things can happen while you're under sedation. What if the dentist comes out and says, I need somebody to make a decision about that? Who's going to make the decision? Who's going to call the ambulance when an ambulance is needed? Have you had a family conference about that? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why haven't you had a conference about that? I don't have an answer for you. I do have an answer for you if you come in and see me. And if you come in and see me this week, if you schedule an appointment with me this week, and you come in and see me, not only do you get to talk to me for free and do we get to work out a plan, but you're going to get a free copy of my book. You're going to get a free copy of my book. But you have to come in this week. If you come into my workshop on the 18th at 10:30, I'll give you a copy of an outline on how to do a trust administration. What's that, Bob? There's no probate with a trust. No, I didn't say probate. I said trust administration. I didn't say probate. I said trust administration. All trusts by probate code have to go through a trust administration in California. Who's going to do that? Do your kids know about that? Do they know where your bank accounts are and your passwords are? Do they know what bank accounts are in the trust? Do you have savings bonds? Who can deal with the savings bonds? Who can deal with the real estate? Who can deal with the mortgage? Who can deal with all that? Well, Bob, I've had a talk to my daughter, and my daughter's agreed to do all that. Okay, have you empowered her to do all that? Are your powers of attorney springing or non-springing? I'm not going to tell you what that means because I'm not an attorney, and I don't practice law, and I don't give legal advice. But you should know the difference between an immediate power of attorney and one that only goes into effect when two doctors say you're incompetent. Which one of those do you think might be better? I'm not going to tell you because I'm not an attorney. Don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. I'm a licensed legal document assistant. I can prepare legal documents, but I can't give you legal advice. I can tell you what I have. No, I'm not going to tell you what I have because, no, it doesn't matter. It's what do you want? What are you going to plan for? Do your kids even know where your documents are? Do they even know what they say? Do they have a copy of them? In the LA fires last year, how many trusts do you think burned up? How many? Come on. How many? I can tell you how many burned in the Oroville fire. I had to replace 7 client trusts because they didn't give a copy to anybody and they burned up in the house. All the signed copies burned up in the house. So what? I've had a client who had severe dementia and threw the trust in the garbage thinking it was a piece of garbage. I'm not making that up. I couldn't make that up in a million years if I tried. But I'm not making it up. She threw the trust away thinking it was not important. So what are you going to do when that happens? Because she was demented and she didn't know what that funny binder was. And she couldn't read it because she couldn't understand the language. So who's going to do all that when you can't do all that? I don't know. Do you know? I hope you know. I hope you understand what's going to happen. I hope you're going to understand what's going to happen. I really do. Okay, so here we go. I've been talking for a few minutes. Some of you have been listening, some of you haven't. On July the 18th, I will be doing a free workshop. A free workshop. You have to decide if you want to come. I can't make the decision if you want to come. Only you can make that decision. I can't make that decision. You have to make the decision. And it's up to you. It's not up to me, it's up to you. Bring the family. I can take 12 to 15 people max. You have to decide whether it's important for your family to be prepared. How many people don't have earthquake insurance on their house? And then when the earthquake hits, they're stunned at the earthquake. Well, wait a minute. We thought we had an earthquake. I've been through 3 earthquakes, and let me tell you, they shake pretty good. Literally, I've actually been in a building on 3 separate occasions when earthquakes happen. And I can tell you, they shake, and none of them were the big one. The biggest one we were in was in Southern California, and it was about a 6-something. And let me tell you, we were a long way away from the epicenter, and we still felt it a lot. Oh, I forgot, we felt one in Palm Springs, too, that happened in L.A. You could actually feel it in Palm Springs. Not a lot of damage in Palm Springs, but you get my point. How many of you have been through an earthquake? What if you don't have homeowners insurance and the mailman slips and falls? Or somebody's coming to your house, a friend, and they slip and fall and kabong their head and they break a leg. What's your homeowners insurance? Well, you have homeowners insurance. Why don't you have personal insurance? To make sure that your family, it's called a trust, wills, powers of attorney, it's called planning. So that when mom or dad or grammy or grampy goes goofy on us, somebody can make wise decisions. Notice I didn't say decisions. I said somebody can make wise decisions. There is a really big difference between decisions and wise decisions. You have to figure out which one you're going to do. You have to figure this out. You do. Who's going to make wise decisions when you can't make wise decisions? You're going to have to figure that out. Do your documents say who can make wise decisions for you? Do they? Are you sure? Are you sure that they're not? Well, Bob, they say who gets my stuff when I... That wasn't my question when you're dead. What if you're mostly dead? What if you're incompetent or incapacitated? Who's going to make decisions for you? Who's going to figure out who goes to the grocery store and who gets groceries and who picks up the meds And are they authorized to pick up the meds? Well, you're going to go to Walgreens and pick up Dad's meds. If you're not on the delivery list, they're not giving you Dad's meds. Do they have a copy of Dad's or Mom's advanced healthcare directive so you can go pick up medicine? Can you take a prescription and fill a prescription at the pharmacy if you can't make if you're not on the list? What if you had to renew a prescription? What if the prescription is a controlled substance like Ambien or something like that that Mom or Dad uses or whatever it is? What if it's chemotherapy? What if it's an assisted living and you have a care agency coming in every month to help with care? Who's going to be able to sign that contract? Who's going to be able to do all that stuff if you can't do all that stuff? Or if Mom or Dad can't do all that stuff? It's so important. Get to the workshop on July the 18th. It's at 10:30 in the morning. It's free. Here's how you sign up for the free workshop. You go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. A-S-S-E-T-S and A-N-D, aging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Or you can call my phone number, 800. Yes, it's an 800 number, but I'm right here in Sacramento. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Set up a time to come and see me. If you come into the office this week, and husband and wife both show up if possible, and the kids if possible, I'll give you a free copy of my book for just coming into my office, sitting down and talking about how you're going to plan and how you're going to deal with the eventuality and the inevitability of the issues of aging and frailty. How are you going to do that? Who's going to do that? Are you going to do that? Somebody has to do that. When are you going to be ready to do that? After the fact or before the fact? Are you going to punish your children without a plan? Or are you going to sit them down and say, hey, we together, we need to reason and come up with how we're going to deal with the issues of frailty and death? I was walking by an office in my office today, and I heard them talking about, well, we don't have a funeral plan left. And I looked at, it wasn't one of my clients, it was just somebody there was talking to somebody else about not having a funeral plan, and they were easily all in their 60s. And they haven't even talked about a funeral plan. A third of the people in the United States don't have a funeral plan. What are you waiting for? Do you think you're not going to die someday? Well, it's not inevitable like death, but frailty is certainly coming for all of us. And for some of us, it's going to be debilitating. For some of us, we're not going to know who our children are. We're not going to know what planet we live on. We're not going to know our address. We're not going to know our phone number. Children, have you planned for the fact that your grandma or grandpa or mom or dad may not know how to call 911? That's happened lots of times. They dial the operator or somebody like that, but they don't know how to call 911 for dad who's on the floor. And you don't have their information with you, so how are you going to deal with this situation? Every one of us is going to have to deal with the issues of aging. I've been talking about it for 25 years. I'm 25 years older than I was when I started doing this. I can't stop that. I can try to keep my mind fresh and keep going and do all the things I need to do, but at some point, age and frailty are going to take over for all of us. Even if you don't want it to happen, even if it's going to happen to your favorite aunt or favorite uncle, or whoever it's going to be, your grammy, your grampy, your mom, or your dad, it's going to happen to all of you. When are you going to rise up and wake up and smell the onion soup cooking? By the way, I love onion soup. That's why I said it. Or the clam chowder. I like clam chowder, too, a lot. It's really good clam chowder. New England clam chowder, not the Manhattan kind. What are you going to do when you can't do it anymore? That's my question today. 800 888-999-8007. Don't forget my workshop on July 18th. You can sign up on my webpage, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, or you can call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Don't wait. It's going to happen to you. Be prepared. Have a plan. Just like you have a plan for evacuating a building, have a plan for the eventuality of the issues of aging. Thanks so much for listening to me today. It's my privilege to be your host here going on 26 years. Thanks so much, Bob Scrivano. I hope you all have a great day and be kind to each other. Thank you.